Introducing the Wrangler Performance Series, a collection of jeans and pants featuring the new Comfort Flex waistband and four-way flex technology that moves with you. It's the flexibility you need to get more out of every day and tap into your unrealized potential. See where more range of motion takes you. Wrangler Performance Series. Less restriction, more living.
We'll go to the top of the sixth inning now. 8-4, our score. Atlantic Shore leading Mountain Home. Gage Cheney is going to take over at second base for Mountain Home. And Logan Ballard taking over at first base for Mountain Home. First pitch from Jones is in for a call strike to C.J. Egre. Egre, Finnegan, and Noonan, 2-3-4 hitters for Atlantic Shore. Next pitch is outside for ball one. This one is grounded back up the middle. Jones, the pitcher, off the mound, makes the play, throws to first in time. Boy, Jackson Jones has got off the mound a couple of times for some nice defensive plays. First out of the sixth inning. Tommy Finnegan at the plate. Finnegan 1-for-3. Had an RBI single his last at bat. A couple of flyouts as well. First pitch from Jones. Swing and a miss. Wanted to chase that one out of the zone. Here's the next pitch. Strike on the outside corner. It's 0-2. Jones struggled with his control his first inning, but he has settled in nicely. Here's the 0-2. And this one is ripped into left field for a base hit. Finley will get it back in, and Finnegan has a two-hit night.
Number 50, Matt Noonan.
That brings Noonan to the plate. Started in right field. He's on the mound now. He's 2-for-3. A couple of base hits. Stolen base. He scored a run. First pitch he sees from Jones is high for ball one. A little bit of an open stance for Noonan. Spina waits to bat next here for Atlantic Shore. This one's popped up foul, back out of play. 1-1 to Noonan. Two games tomorrow night, 5:30 and 8. Same thing on Wednesday, and the championship on Thursday at 6 o'clock. Ground ball up the middle. Shortstop has it to second for one. Back to first, not in time. Was not hit hard enough, and Noonan, pretty good speed up the line. So Mountain Home gets the lead runner.
Third baseman, number 13, Ryan Spina.
Bring Spina to the plate. He's 1-for-3, a single back in the fourth inning. He's also grounded out and flown out tonight. Jones set. The runner fakes, does not go, takes about three quick steps off the bag and stays there. Catcher Rickman threw down, but he was back in plenty of time. Runner first. There's two down here in the sixth inning. Jones now steps off the back of the mound, grabs the rosin bag. He's going to collect himself, reset here. One over the count to Spina. Runner's going, pitch is inside, the throw is not in time. 2-0 the count to Spina. Jones comes set. The delivery misses outside. 3-0 to the Atlantic Shore third baseman. Ordilly waiting to bat next here for Atlantic Shore. Ball four, and it's going to skip up there, and the wild pitch enables the runner to move to second. I should say move to third. Noonan had stole second, so he moves to third on the wild pitch.
Mike Ordilly.
Spina with a two-out walk, so runners at the corners and Ordilly's at the plate. Been on base three times, hit by a pitch, a single, a walk. He scored twice. He's driven in one. First pitch is on the inside corner for a strike.
Come on now. Bear down.
Jones again stepping off the back of the mound and collecting his thoughts and gets back up there. Trying to work out of this two-out jam here with runners at the corners. Ground ball right side through the hole for a base hit. A run will score. They'll hold the runner at second as the throw comes back in there. Ordilly picks up his second run batted in of the night, his second hit. He's two for two officially.
Cole Campbell.
Been on base all four times. Atlantic Shore has now scored in five of the six innings. 9-4, Atlantic Shore leads it. First pitch to Campbell is up high for ball one. This is the extra player. You can bat 10 in the World Series. Next pitch is going to miss outside. It's ball two. The 2-0 pitch. Low for ball three. Nine, four, Atlantic Shore, New Jersey with the lead here. The 3-0. This is going to scoot to the backstop, and it's ball four, fills the bases. Bases are loaded back-to-back, two-out walks.
First on number one, Ben Hold. A
couple of wild pitches this inning, and bases loaded for Atlantic Shore, and Tom Jordan, the Mountain Home manager, is going to make a trip to the mound. To join us late, Mountain Home had two options, two ways they could make it to bracket play, out of pool play. One was to win this game. The other, if you lose, you had to give up four or fewer runs. Well, they've already given up more than that, so the only way they could advance is to win the game now. The meeting is done on the mound. So we'll get back to it here. Bases loaded. Two outs. Ben Hogue at the plate. He's been on base three times tonight. Takes first pitch for a strike. He reached on an error twice. Had an RBI single back in the second inning. The 0-1 on the way from Jones. Misses outside. It's low. 1-1 to Hogue. Next pitch from Jones is going to miss low for ball two. It's 2-1. 2-1. Strike on the inside corner. It's 2-2. One run in here for Atlantic Shore. Bases loaded. Two down. The 2-2 hit in the air right field. That's going to fall in for a base hit. One run is in. Here comes the second runner. The throw to the plate, not in time. 11-4, Atlantic Shore with the lead. Hogue drives in two more. He's knocked in three this evening. Runners at first and second now for Atlantic Shore. Noah Myers, the catcher, comes to the plate. Walked twice and a sacrifice bunt. Next delivery is a called strike. One-one the count now to Myers. Fouls this one back to the screen. It's 1-2. Atlantic Shore with one in the first, two in the second, four in the third, one in the fourth. Did not score in the fifth. They've played it three so far here in the sixth inning. Ground ball left side. Third baseman boots it. Stone cannot come up with it. Everybody is safe, and so the bases are now loaded with two outs. That's going to bring up Trevor Cohen. Came into the game as a pinch hitter and took over the mound for a couple of innings. He's in right field now. First pitch is a strike. Curveball misses outside from Jones. It's 1-1 to Cohen. Campbell, the runner at third. Hogue at second. Myers runs over at first. Next delivery is grounded back up the middle. High chopper picked up behind the second base bag by the shortstop. Ellison has to dive back to the bag, applies the tag to the bag for the out. So nine men bat this inning for Atlantic Shore. They score three in the inning. So we head to the bottom of the sixth. It's 11-4. Atlantic Shore with the lead over Mountain Home. You're listening to the Blue Storm in the Babe Ruth World Series on Classic Hits 101.7.
Town and Country Discount Foods would like to congratulate the Mountain Home Blue Storm and all of the other teams for making it to the Babe Ruth World Series. The staff at Town and Country Discount Foods believes hard work and going the extra mile is exactly how to keep customers coming back. While you're here, visit Town & Country Discount Foods and enjoy their fabulous selection of bakery items, hand-cut meat, and fresh produce. Congratulations to all the teams of the World Series, and welcome to Mountain Home.
ASC Warranty has always been proud to support this community, and they are especially proud to be a part of the 13-year-old Babe Ruth World Series. ASC Warranty also salutes the Mountain Home Blue Storm and wishes them the best of luck in the series. When it comes to your vehicle's protection, though, you don't need luck. You need ASC Warranty and their service professionals. Now that's a winning team. ASC Warranty. Dedication, service, and integrity. A part of this community for more than 30 years.
If you're craving cool summer salads with crisp, fresh veggies, meat, and homemade dressings, or pasta dishes including spaghetti, fettuccine, and lasagna, along with real stone hearth baked pizza loaded with the finest toppings, then House of Pizza is where you belong. House House of Pizza is under new ownership, but they still have the same delicious food from appetizers to desserts, as well as ice-cold beer and wine. When you're hungry for lunch or dinner, come on over to our house, House of Pizza in Mountain Home, 40 Plaza Way by Walmart.